Okay, well, the children's songs, I think, are on the back. We can sing a couple of songs. So anybody have a song they want to sing? We have no singers here, huh? What do you want? Children's songs are on the back. Which one? Four. All right, let's just sing the first and the last verse, all right?
Christ is the Savior. Christ is the Savior for me.
Good song. Anybody else have a song on the back here? What do you have? Number 10. Okay, we're just going to avoid the back sheet. Let's see. Number 10, we'll just sing the first and the last verse as well, all right?
We've been singing a couple songs already about sinners. You know, there's two kinds of sinners. There's the lost sinner and there's the saved sinner.
Which one do you? Which one do you want to be? Well, I'm thankful I'm a saved sinner. And I have a Savior that went to the cross to bear my sins in His own body. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the love of God sending His beloved Son to die on the cross to put away our sins. I hope all you boys and girls can say, well, I'm a saved sinner because I love the Lord Jesus because He died for me to put away my sins. Isn't that wonderful? We have such a Savior. All right, anybody have another? Which one? Well, okay, we're in the back now. Okay. Which one?
41.
Oh, 41. Okay, well, you know my hearing's gone. Just the first and the last verse, please.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems ring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Because the Savior shed His blood to wash away their sin, now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Well, this meeting is for the children. And I've got a Sunday school lesson. It's just not for the children, but it's for the young people out there. Well, actually, it's for everybody. It's for me as well as these kids are. So you're going to like this little demonstration. But before we pray, sorry we can't sing much more, but the older you get, the more long-winded you get. You got to take more time to explain yourself, so. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm going to read that verse that our brother read last night in the gospel meeting. It's the same verse that I was going to read in Psalms 34 and verse 8. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man or the people that trust in the Lord." Isn't that wonderful? You know, sometimes when I go out to dinner, I might order something different, you know. What is that? Oh, okay, so I'm just tasting. Nah, I don't want that, you know. I eat something, you go, hey, that's pretty good. Bring some more, you know. Well, that's what the Lord wants us. He wants us to know Him, to trust Him, because He loves you so much. And He's all, just taste and see that the Lord, just try the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord gives us the opportunity. Well, let's look to the Lord. My God and Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus, whose love once made Him willing to come down to this scene, knowing what was in our terrible hearts. We just pray for our time here. We pray that every boy and girl here knows the Lord Jesus. Oh, the opportunity is now for them to accept Thee. We just pray for help. And thank You, Lord, for this opportunity. And give Thee thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I better put this over there. I don't want to get all messed up. Now, I know you usually say your verses, but time is short for me. So I'll just read. I think this is the memory verse, isn't it? If any man or any people, any person, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creation, new creature. And old things are passed away, and new things are become new. Is that the memory verse for this week? You probably already know it, right?
We know it.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, I'll give you a day off, and you can say the verse next Lord's Day, okay? See? Because, well, before I get started, I got up kind of late this morning and I didn't get a chance to eat some breakfast, so I'm going to make myself a little bowl of cereal. What? A little bowl. Are you laughing at me? It's a little bowl. Who eats cereal here? Yeah, everybody likes cereal. How about donuts? Yeah. And donuts are good. Hey, you have donuts with milk, hot chocolate, orange juice, and maybe with coffee. No, I don't drink coffee. Well, you can eat donuts by itself, right? So, okay, well, then, let's see what I got here. Hey, this is going to be a very special cereal. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll just put some donuts in here, okay? We'll just put it in here. Okay. So, what about cookies? Who likes cookies? Ooh, I love cookies. Okay, well, we're going to make this special. We'll put some cookies in here. I should have done this ahead of time. No, I'll take it out of the bag. I can't eat the bag. Okay, there we go. Cookies, yeah. Okay, what else? Let me see. Candy. Nobody eats candy, right? Oh. You know, I'm known as the M&M candy man. You know why? Because in my big old motorhome, I got that M&M dispensers. Do you ever see those things, the M&M? You pull the guy's arm down and candy comes out. I got all kinds of, people love coming to my motorhome, you know? So, okay, well, let's see what we got. Oh, yeah, okay. I got some candy. So we're just, I love M&M. Yeah, okay. So we got to put some M&Ms in there. And let's see, what else we got? Oh. You guys don't eat potato chips, do you? Huh? Nah. Okay, well, I eat potato chips. So we'll just put some potato chips in. This is wonderful, wonderful cereal. All right, well, let's break it all up. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll put that in there. Well, listen, I got two bags of that, so let's really do it up. Right, okay? So we'll put some... Okay, that's good. Okay. Kind of dry. Well, let's see. You kids don't like ice cream, do you? That's my favorite. Okay, well, I got some ice cream here. Now look, see, it says no sugar added. So, hey, am I thinking about good health? Yes, you know? So we're just, It kind of melted. Oh, no. Well, it's still kind of dry. What do you guys put in your cereal? Make it? Milk? Yeah. Water? And cereal? Is there a doctor in the house? Well, he's strange anyway. Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any milk, but who likes soda pop? Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, it's liquid, right? You said water. This has got water in it. So, which is. Well, we won't pour it. You know, no use overdoing it, right? Oh, yeah, well, let's overdo it. Okay, so. Okay. Huh? I got the spoon. Okay. Oh, my. Whew. You want me to eat it? You want a bite? I guess if I ate this, I'd probably get sick, wouldn't I? You know, it's not very healthy, is it? I guess if I ate this every day, I'd be pretty sick. So, is your health, physical health, is that important? Is it really important? Yeah. And you know what we call this? What do we call that? Anybody know? Yeah, she's smart. Junk food, that's right. Too much of that, it ain't good. It ain't good at all. And suppose one day, one evening, you sit down to the table and you're going to have a wonderful dinner, a healthy dinner, and your parents come, all right, kids, I know you like your junk food, so we're going to give it to you all at once. One night only. Here you are. Eat up. Mom, Dad, is there something wrong with you? You think they, they wouldn't do that, would they? Because they love you and they care for you and they want you to eat healthy. So what does it take to be physically healthy? What do we need on a regular daily?
An apple.
Apple, yeah. Well, what do we need to maintain good, healthy conditions? Starts with a D. Yes? It starts with a D, a good, healthy what?
Diet.
A diet, yes. Do you all get a good, healthy diet? It's very important. Okay, so you have a cookie, maybe have a little chips and a little bit of ice cream. All right. But you know why they call it junk food? Because there's no nutritional value. It isn't good for you. But we all have a cookie. We all have a little piece of candy once in a while, but we should hold it down. We want to be healthy, so we need a good, healthy diet. What about spiritual health? How's your spiritual health? My spiritual what? Your spiritual health. You know, we all said that physical health is really important. But you know, your spiritual health is far more important. And I believe everyone in this room will tell you that your spiritual health is far more important than your physical health. And that's what I want to talk about. And I will give you a good story to show how spiritual health is so much more important. But you know, Satan, or the old devil, he's your enemy. He don't like you. He wants to destroy you. He wants you to keep you away from enjoying the Lord. He wants you to keep us far away. And he wants you to be occupied with what I call the junk food of this world, to keep you busy with this and that and everything. What are some of the things that just really eat up your time? It just takes so much time. And it's not wrong in itself. No, I'm not saying it is. But I'm saying we just spend way too much time. And Satan, he don't care how much time you spend on whatever the world will offer you. No. What are some of the things? Can you tell me? You have them. I'm sure you do. I don't own one. But that's another story. What's some of the things that takes your time up? That can become junk food. Now, I'm talking about food. I'm talking about stuff that takes a lot of time. What are some of the things? You have any idea? Anybody? What about your cell phones? Huh? How about those? You know, Yes, television. Yes, they can take a lot of time. And what does some kids do on television or on the computer? Video games. Wow. How much time can that take up? That can drain your clock. I mean, it just, I know kids all day long, they play video games. Nothing wrong with video games. I don't play them, but, you know, there's some games, I guess, that have some benefit. I don't know what it is, but, boy, we get addicted to this stuff. And it doesn't do our soul, it doesn't do us any good, because, well, we just get spiritually sick. It doesn't do anything for our spiritual health. So what other things? The cell phone. You know, you go into the doctor's office, dentist's office, you go to a restaurant, and all these people are sitting around the table and they're all doing this, you know. And they're all talking to each other, but their lips ain't moving. That's what happened. I mean, and the most scariest thing I see out there is people driving the car. And they're driving the car. How can you drive a car and be texting? If you see your parents doing that, you tell them, put that down. Or pull over, because your car, you're carrying some very precious cargo. Yes, you. And they're being distracted. Okay, I know a lot of people that have these phones, they have hands off. You know, you don't have to have your hands. But you're still being distracted. The business of driving a car is driving a car, right? That's what you're supposed to be doing. Okay. Well, what else? Well, there's a lot of things that can take our attention away. Do you have something? Yeah. Movies too. Yeah. Well, you can have sports. You know, you guys like sports, you know. You can be taking up too much time with that. With me, it was playing chess. Everybody knows I play chess. Well, I was just too taken up with that. And the Lord said, Virgil, don't you have anything better to do with your time? Yes. Well, then get busy. And we just waste too much time. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that will draw our attention, that attracts us. You know, and that's what Satan wants. He wants us to be busy with this and busy with that, you know. Remember Peter, Apostle Peter? What do we know about Peter? What was he good for? What do we remember what Peter did? Anybody know what Peter did when the Lord was on earth? What happened to Peter? What did he do? Anybody? Well, before that, when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he did something that was very bad. What? He what? He denied the Lord, didn't he? How many times? 3 times. He sure made a point of it. Well, you know what happened? He was spiritually sick, wasn't he? And you know, Satan don't care how sick we get. Not physically now. We're talking spiritually, our soul. And poor Peter, he came out later on real good, didn't he, as you were saying. He preached the gospel and 3,000 people came to the Lord. Wow. But at this time, he was spiritually sick. Well, this is what God wants us to do. We're going to turn to Psalm 107. This is what God wants to do for us. I like this verse. Psalm 107 and verse 8, it says, all that people would praise the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children. For here's the verse, for he satisfies the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, are we hungry for the word of God? Are we hungry to know more about the Lord Jesus? You know, and there's another verse I like, I came across once. I thought, wow, that's an interesting verse. It's in Psalms 81. And this is interesting because I got a lot of birds around my house, a lot of nests. In Psalms 81, and verse 10, it says at the end of it, I am the Lord thy God, and it says, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Is that what we want? Do we want to open our mouths wide? You ever see the birds in a nest, and the mommy bird comes around with a big juicy worm, and the birds are going, me, it's my turn, I want the worm, you know, and they're all chirping real loud. At my house, it's real loud, because I got a lot of birds. That's what God wants us to do to this. He wants us to open our mouths wide, and they what? Fill it with junk food? No. He wants to pour in the Word of God. He wants to talk to us about the Lord Jesus. He wants us spiritually healthy. And like our physical health, what do we have to do for a good physical health? What do we come up with? We need a good what? And what do we need with our spiritual health? What do we need? Huh? A good spiritual diet. Right? Yes. So, we read later on at Peter, I'll read that in a few minutes. That's in 2 Peter chapter 3, one of the last words he speaks of. Oh, what a change that took place in Peter. You know, he really learned his lesson and he got filled with the Spirit of God and he really got spiritually fit. And I like that. So, but before that, I want to tell you that story, how important it is. The last words he spoke of. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Anyway, that story I was going to tell you about, how important it is. Your spiritual health is so much more important than physical health. Not that physical health isn't important. We've proven that. Yeah, eat that and I'll show you how your physical health can deteriorate. And anyway, long time ago, my wife and I went with a group of people to Israel, to the land of the Bible. Oh, the Bible just came alive there. We saw all the different sites. We went with this other couple, several couples, and we had a nice visit, and they were both very, very healthy, this brother and this sister, this couple. So we ended our trip. He went back east, and I live out here. And we heard a couple of years later that he got sick. He got real sick. I thought, oh man, let's go and we'll fly back east and we'll visit with this dear brother who was very sick. And we walked into his house, and you know what we saw? He was in this great big wheelchair, and he had a monitor in front. And this dear brother, all he could do was move his finger and move his eyes. His body had completely shut down. He couldn't do anything. And we went there to cheer him up and to encourage him. And you know, by the time we left here, our hearts were praising God and saying, thank you, Lord. We were encouraged. How could that be? His body had completely shut down. And yet he was enjoying the Lord so much in reading the Word and praying for others. Oh, his mind was perfect. He had perfect mind, but his whole body. So, you know, sometimes we get sick. Sometimes the Lord lays us down and we can still praise the Lord. You know, a few years ago, I wasn't expecting to get out of the hospital. My body broke down. Yes, it did. And I was in the hospital and they didn't give me much chance of getting out. But I just remembered that hymn that we sing sometimes, how good is the God that we adore. And we thank Him or praise Him for all that's past, and we'll trust Him for all that's before us. And that song just kept going over in my mind, and I said, well, yes, how good. And I was laying here in extreme pain, and I said, how good is my God. I was enjoying the Lord. I was trying to maintain that spiritual fitness, that spiritual health, and the Lord was giving me it because my mind was set on the Lord Jesus. And that's what God wants us to do, you know. And here's Peter. Okay, we talked about having a good spiritual diet. That's how we're going to maintain our spiritual health. And that's so important. And Peter, after the Holy Spirit came down and joined them all together in one body, he preached to a lot of people. And a lot of people got saved because of what he said. And so he wrote a couple of letters here. And the last words, and this is amazing when you think about when the Lord Jesus was with his disciples and how at that time Peter got very spiritually sick. I think physically he was fine, pretty strong. But here he says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but he says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace. What does he mean by that? How do you grow in grace? You know, we sing that song, don't we? Read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. Well, that's physical. We're not physically growing. We're spiritually growing in our hearts before God, before the Lord. How do we grow in grace? Time out. Should I drink that? No. No. Somebody should have opened this for me. What's the matter with you folks? Okay, excuse me. How do we grow in grace? It's not physical growth. Okay, do you ever hook up a water hose to a faucet? You take the hose over to the garden. Nothing's coming out. What's the problem? What's the problem? You got to turn it on, don't you? I got to go back to the faucet. That's how we grow in grace. We have to connect to God through prayer. When we're in the presence of God, we're praying by faith, don't we? No one's seen God. I haven't seen the Lord Jesus. So it's always by faith that you're praying. Because we know that He hears our prayer. And He knows He will answer our prayer. And we know that we have confidence and we can trust the Lord Jesus when we pray. So what a wonderful... And our brother Bob was speaking about how we have access, how we can go in. And we don't have to be afraid. Sometimes when we've been bad, we're kind of afraid to go to our parents, aren't we? We don't know what's going to happen. But with God, even if we make mistakes... And I've done plenty. We still have complete access, and we can go there with no fear, no hesitation, and go right into the very presence of God. And when we do that in prayer, what happens? The water flows through the hose, doesn't it? That's grace. When we pray to God, His grace comes down. And we need grace. Oh, we need grace because we're always coming across something, aren't we? One way that you kids deal with things that I don't deal with, but I have my own problems too. And I can't say, well, I can carry over. I didn't use some of the grace I used yesterday, so I can carry that over. No, it's not like arithmetic. You can't carry it over. And I can't borrow on tomorrow because I may not even be here. We need fresh grace in prayer before the Lord every day. How important that is. And the more grace we have, the more we grow. Spiritually fitness. A good spiritual. And what else? Well, he says, and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Where do we get more knowledge of the Lord Jesus? Boy, that's an easy one. Where do we get the knowledge of the Lord Jesus? Anybody can tell me? Yeah, well, of course. Where else would you get it? In a phone book? No, I don't think so. So, we learn about the Lord Jesus and His love for us and His care for us, that He has went to that cross to bear our sins in His own body. He shed His precious blood to wash our sins away. What a Savior we have. And He's always readily available. So we need prayer, and we need to read the Word of God. Oh, we need that so much. Here's a test for you kids. Now, your parents ain't going to like this one, but maybe you young people, I'll put you to the test. Let's say you're too busy, you're running around, and you forget to pray, or you didn't read the Word of God. Well, don't read. Don't eat that day. Go all day without eating. See how you feel. Boy, that's all you think about is food. I've tried that. I don't purposely not try to read the Word of God or pray, but I just tried to see what it would be like to go all day without eating. And all you think about is food, you know. But that's just a suggestion. Your parents are probably grinding their teeth now, but that's a good test. If you don't read the Word of God and pray, well, why should you eat? It's the same thing. You need spiritual nourishment. We need to feed on the Word of God, and we need to pray. Is your prayer less important to God than mine? Is my prayer more important? No, not at all. Sometimes your prayer is probably better than my prayer. You know? So your prayers are important, kids. They are. And boy, your prayers can move mountains. You really can. That's what the Lord Jesus said. If you have prayer, if you have faith like a little grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, get out of here. Take a walk. Well, that's a mountain is like trouble, you know. Oh, that's a mountain. That's Mount Everest in front. No. So, how important it is to maintain a good, healthy, spiritual life. Now, you all have physical life. I can see you all got good physical life. Where'd your physical life come from? Who gave you your life? Well, yeah, but through who? Huh? Let me put it this way. How did you come into the world? Who gave you life? Huh? Yeah, your parents, right? You got life because of your parents. Who gives you spiritual life? You know, Nicodemus, you know, remember we mentioned Nicodemus? And he was a big religious leader for the Jews. And he came to Jesus, didn't he? And he tried to talk about religion, and Jesus said, you need to be born again, Nicodemus. You need to be born what? You need to be born again. We couldn't understand that. He should have. But we need a new life, don't we? What if you went to a graveyard and you saw a grave there and you said, all right, whoever's down there, if you eat your vegetables and get plenty of rest, well, forget that. He's already getting plenty of rest. If you eat your vegetables and you get a healthy diet and you get plenty of exercise, you'll have a healthy life. Would that work? Why? He's dead. So can you have a spiritual, healthy spiritual life if you don't have the spiritual life? You know, the Bible says if you don't have a spiritual life, you're dead in trespasses and sin. Spiritually dead, not physically. Trespass means just another fancy word for sin. But without the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're dead. You don't have a spiritual life. So how can you be spiritually healthy if you don't have spiritual life? So the most important thing, kids, is every one of you have to have spiritual life. Because you'll never be spiritual fit. You'll never be spiritually healthy without the spiritual life. And God has sent His Son to die on the cross. You see that? Like that? To put away our sins. And that's why it says here, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creation. We need a new life that God gives us. Isn't that wonderful? When we come, when I did this almost 60 years ago, I heard about that I was a sinner, that I was lost and guilty. Okay, I'm a sinner. So what? Well, you have to answer to God. What? You'll have to stand before God and give an account for every sin you've ever committed. Oh, I said, I don't like that. But you know, God has sent His beloved Son. He went to that cross and they nailed Him to the cross by those nails. And He says, Father, forgive them, for they know what love, what grace. And then those 3 hours of darkness, God poured out His judgment on the Lord Jesus. God made Him sin, who knew no sin, that we might get the righteousness of God. That's what you need. You need the righteousness of God. So I heard all this and I said, oh my, I need to be saved. I need to be saved because I'm lost. And my sins are going to separate me from the love of God and for His forgiveness and His eternal life forever. I don't want that. And I never went to church. I didn't know anything. I didn't even know who Jesus was. I didn't know who Jesus was. You know who Jesus is. I didn't. So I got on my knees and I said, dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. Like that man that that a brother mentioned in Luke's gospel. He said he came to the temple and he got on his knees. And he said, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, he went away justified because he came to God as an unworthy sinner. And that's what I did. I came to God. I wasn't worthy of His forgiveness, but I came to Him anyway, counting on His grace and His mercy and His love. So I said, dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I need to be saved. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And I didn't know what John 3:6, I didn't know anything. I said, Lord, come into my heart and save me. And thank You for dying for me. The Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Oh, that's how you get life. You come to the Lord Jesus. You come to God and you have to confess. You have to confess. Well, doesn't God know our hearts? Doesn't He know we're sinners? He knows all about you. He knows whether you have spiritual life or you're spiritually dead. He knows that. But why do we have to confess? Why do we have to acknowledge that we're sinners? Because He wants to hear it from your own lips. You have to take your place, as our brother said last night, as an unworthy, lost sinner. Oh, and then Jesus is the Savior of sinners. Wow. So He doesn't just leave us in that condition. No, not at all. So boys and girls, if you don't have that spiritual life, you have the opportunity right today to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to have your sins washed away by that precious blood that He spilled. That blood will never lose its value. You know, things we own will lose their value, but that will never lose its value in sight of God. So we can't have a spiritual life. Well, we can't have a healthy spiritual existence without the spiritual life. We need the spiritual life. And let us grow in grace and in the knowledge. Let's get on our pray. You guys out there, you girls, let's pray more. Prayer is very effective and we need it. And let's be in the Word of God and let the Spirit of God guide and lead us as to more about the Lord Jesus. Well, if you're saved, if you have spiritual life, you're going to be in His presence pretty soon for all eternity. Oh, we need to know now more about Him now. We need to enjoy Him now in the Word. So that's about all I have. So let's look to the Lord. Now, God and gracious Father, we thank You for this opportunity. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that every one of these boys and girls, anyone that can hear my voice, has that spiritual life. And we pray that we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, in these last times, not to get involved and entangled and so taken up with what this world offers. It's no good. It's not good for our soul. The Lord wants to feed us with good things, things that will last for eternity. And we thank Thee, Lord, for whatever we do for Thee, it will last forever. One life we have. Only what's done for Christ will last. So, blessed Lord, we pray for the message and ask a rich blessing and thank Thee in that worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.